And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of January. The date of Alice Draculis's birth in 1850 is unknown, but her passing was on this day in 1933. Alice Draculis was a British philanthropist and activist. She was a notable organizer and supporter of humanitarian, animal welfare, and vegetarian organizations, including the Vegetarian Society, Humanitarian League, Animal Defense, Anti-Vivisection Society, and the League Against Cruel Sports. She dedicated 50 years of her life to promoting the cause of animals. Today is the birthday of Jill Phipps, born on this day in 1964. Jill Phipps joined her mother campaigning against the fur trade from the age of 11. After becoming a vegetarian, Phipps persuaded the rest of her family to join her. A local campaign Phipps and her mother took part in resulted in a local fur shop and fur farm closing down due to the pressure. In 1986, together with her mother and sister, Phipps raided the Unilever laboratories in objection to their practice of vivisection and smashed computer equipment, causing thousands of pounds worth of damage. The group was caught and prosecuted. The use of Coventry Airport for export of veal calves horrified her, and in January 1995, she walked almost 100 miles from Coventry to Westminster to protest. On the 1st of February 1995, Phipps was one of 35 protesters at Coventry Airport protesting the export of live calves. 10 protesters broke through police lines and were trying to bring the lorry to a halt by sitting in the road when Phipps was crushed beneath the lorry's wheels. Her injuries were fatal. The Birmingham poet Benjamin Zephaniah wrote a poem about Phipps, which was read for the first time during a march to commemorate the 10th anniversary of her death. Today is the birthday of Gunhild Stordalen, born on this day in 1979. Dr. Gunhild Stordalen is a Norwegian physician and environmentalist known as the world's most glamorous vegan billionaire. She is the co-founder and president of Eat Forum, a nonprofit organization dedicated to transforming our global food system through sound science, impatient disruption, and novel partnerships. She founded the Stordalen Foundation with her husband, which supports green organizations and projects. And she has spoken out against the cruel fur trade on many occasions. In 2017, Gunhild wrote, "Fur is not only out of fashion, but a cruel anachronism. Great that Gucci is joining Calvin Klein, going fur-free." She also wrote, "The single biggest driver of both climate change and loss of biodiversity is the agricultural sector. If we get it right about food, we can fix some of the biggest global challenges. The world needs to eat more plants." And three of the books of interest to vegans that were published on this day are On God and Dogs, A Christian Theology of Compassion for Animals by Stephen Webb, 1998. Teff Love, Adventures in Vegan Ethiopian Cooking by Kitty Burns, 2015. And Liberate, Animal Liberation Above the Law, Stories and Lessons on the Animal Liberation Front, Animal Rights Activism, and the Animal Liberation Underground by Peter Young, 2019. Liberate contains over 30 essays, transcripts, and interviews on the principles and tactics of animal liberation above the law, from personal accounts of moving from protest to liberation, to facing a life sentence for freeing animals, to becoming a federal fugitive, to prison, and beyond. And here's a poem for today, Life by Edgar Guest. Life is a gift to be used every day, not to be smothered and hidden away. It isn't a thing to be stored in the chest where you gather your keepsakes and treasure your best. It isn't a joy to be sipped now and then and promptly put back in a dark place again. Life is a gift that the humblest may boast of, and one that the humblest may well make the most of. Get out and live it each hour of the day. Wear it and use it as much as you may. Don't keep it in niches and corners and grooves. you'll find that in service, its beauty improves. Life by Edgar Guest. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to live your life to the fullest today.